Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
The city of St. Charles assured residents that water is safe to drink, and that was on Sunday after residents reported a difference in taste and odor. So, you know, we have lots of conversations about water, and well, there's certain brands of water that I just won't drink because I know, don't judge me for it, but it really, some brands just aren't great. And like there's one or two that actually makes me feel quite poor when I drink it, which is very, very judgy and completely unacceptable. And I'll probably be taken off air for that, but it's the truth. And what is it? Is it the packaging? Is it the actual water? But we can sit around a table and get into a fully fledged argument about which water is better than another. And, you know, if I think about my parents and my grandparents, I mean, they would probably think we've lost our minds completely. But so we wanted to understand this a bit better. Why does one bottle of water taste better than another? Why are people ditching tap water? We are joined this morning by Candice Barry, Chief Strategist and a water sommelier. Candice, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Hold on. So when you were a kid, did you say, like when you said what you want to be when you're big?
No.
It wasn't.
I didn't take it that far, no. I think I've always been, like water's always been my calling, and I only found that later in life. And I remember going for dinner at somebody's home, and they were washing prawns in the sink, and the tap water was just running. And I thought to myself, I can never come back here because I had so much anxiety of this tap water just running down the drain.
That was it for me.
I was like, no, it was too much for me. And that was sort of like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing.
That is so funny. So is there a difference? Is it marketing or is there a real difference between the bottled waters that we buy and drink?
There's so much difference between them. Marketing is still from 500 years ago because brands are still marketing according to pH, right? Which is absolute rubbish.
But the
taste of water varies from source to source based on the geographical conditions, so the type of rock that it filters through, and also the type of minerals and the amount of minerals that are found in that water. So the waters in South Africa, we generally have quite low mineral waters. But if you have an imported product, for example, or you travel overseas, you'll find that that water could be a lot heavier in minerals. So the greater the minerals, the more significant the taste.
Okay. And that's going to impact on our own taste because we each have preferences, right?
Yes, everyone's got their own preference. Some people will love a sort of like creamier water with a little bit of a harder sort of like more calcium magnesiums. Others, I like very low mineral waters, so I don't want a thick water at all.
Right.
And it really does come down to preference. So people, and it's a standard question. We'll say, Candice, what is the best water to buy?
Yes.
And I can't give you a straight up answer. I can tell you which ones are accredited for quality because they're not all the same.
Yes.
But then from that selection, you can
You've
choose
got
what
to decide.
You like.
So which ones are credited for quality in South Africa?
So in South Africa, we've got something called SANBOA.
Right.
And that's the South African National Bottled Water Association. They accredit local product and they follow the international codex system. So there are so many brands. I'll send you that logo of interest. This will be your Valpres, your Davy Deluxe, your Aquiles. Whenever you see that logo, that product meets international standard for water quality, for the bottling process as well as the packaging.
Right. Okay, so
we have a lot of those.
So we do. And of those, which is the highest accredited?
So accredited is the same standard for all of them.
Oh, I see. So it's just got to be accredited. Once you're on that, you're accredited, then you're approved.
You've got that stamp of trust.
Right.
Has to fit in all the guidelines.
So I'm looking at a bottle here in front of me called Thirsty. I think that's probably the Checker 6061, and it's got pH 8, which you're telling me is completely irrelevant.
Yeah, so listen, potential hydrogen for water is important, but when it comes to buying bottled water,
yes,
we do not need to buy on the pH. Because we've been sold this thing that a more alkaline water,
yes,
puts our body into a more alkaline state.
Right.
But the facts are that your stomach has an acidity of 1.5 to 3.5. So it's designed to break down pathogens in water.
Right.
If you're taking an amount, high pH water in order to change the acidity of your stomach or even your blood level, for me, that's wild. Like, it's very different if you're going to the doctor and you have issues and they've given you stuff for that.
Right.
But your stomach is designed to break down the things that are dangerous in water, and no amount of high pH water is going to change that.
Right. So Marco's saying Valpre spring water is the best. We seem, yeah, to have a lot of water here that is, and I'm a bit confused by it, because I don't know if it's spring water or if it's just filtered water that people are bottling.
So again, if you're buying accredited products,
right,
the label is very specific. For example, if you see a flavored, I say flavored water, I don't believe, yes, in flavored water.
Right.
But if you see it, the label in SA doesn't say flavored water. It says flavored drink. Because it's not.
No, it's not water if,
correct,
it's flavored.
So legislation and labeling here is actually very good.
Right.
And if that product is accredited, which means the label will also be correct. So if it says spring water, the different classifications allow for different treatments. For example, spring water, if you look at the Valpre, will say that it's UV treated. That's allowed because UV is just a light,
right,
that disinfects water to make sure there's nothing living in it, right?
Yes.
But it doesn't change the mineral composition of that water. So it's still natural. We've just taken an additional step to ensure that we're not giving it opportunity to do anything.
Right.
So that would be like a spring water. Natural water is different. You're not allowed to use certain treatments. And then obviously prepared water.
Yes.
Is water that's been changed. It could be remineralized. It could be UV treated, ozonated, that sort of thing.
Right.
Will be classified as prepared. But if you buy a brand and you don't know it, and it doesn't have the accreditation, and you don't buy it, because chances are that it is from somewhere, someone's bottled it with or without a commercial license, selling you their brand, and it could be from their borehole in Madrid.
Which is, yeah, it comes directly from the, yeah, yucks guy.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So you, just because it's clear doesn't mean that it's clean.
So this one that I'm holding here says natural spring water. Okay, and,
yes,
then, and if I look at the back, it says filtered, bottled at source.
Yes, all bottled water in the entire world is filtered. It will take out like sediment, so the,
right,
bigger particles that you naturally find in nature. But with that natural spring water in front of you, because it's got the word natural on it, we are not changing, again, the chemical or the mineral constructs of that water. Nothing has changed, nothing is added, apart from the CO2 if it's sparkling.
Right.
So we don't interfere with the way Mother Nature made it.
What
but all bottled water is filtered.
Right. So Michiel is asking, what about filters at buying a filter system for your house, a Bebo or a normal filter, a decent filter at home?
Well, there's no such thing as a normal filter because they have different technologies around,
okay,
them. But I 100% believe in filtered tap water,
mm-hmm,
because tap water is not the enemy, right? Tap water is treated for safety. So our municipality or Rand Water will use chlorine, which lasts about 6 to 8 hours. But they'll also use something called monochloramine, which lasts about 6 to 8 days. That is purposeful to treat the water, to disinfect it, to make sure that it, by the time it reaches your house, that it's still safe to drink.
Right.
But safe and quality water are different, right?
Yes.
So when I get to my tap, I'm like, I don't want the chlorine if it's still present. I don't want the monochloramine, which I know is still there. I don't want the pharmaceuticals or the lead that came in the pipe. I don't want any of that. So I filter it out and I use it immediately.
Right.
I'm not like storing it. And then I still have great quality water and I've taken out all the bad stuff.
Interesting. Okay. So in other words, we have to distinguish between quality of the water and the taste as well, just because it.
Yeah. You need to be looking at quality first and then taste preferences.
Right.
Somebody, not the other way around.
Somebody sent me a photo, and I don't want to actually just say the name because in case they say, who checks on the water shops? There are some water shops with their own brand. Is there a standard?
So that water shop, if they're putting it into a water shop has two functions, right?
Right.
One, you refill yourself.
Yes.
Or you purchase packaged water.
Right.
If they've put it into a bottle, that's almost 99.9% municipal tap water because there's no natural water source running under the ground. They will then filter purify that again according to their technology. If they put it into a bottle, it becomes packaged water, which means it has to comply with that packaged water legislation that's available in SA.
Right.
So if they have a brand, they must comply with that. If they're not complying with that, then I mean, then the Department of Health and everybody's got the right to jump on them and say, what are you doing? But you have to buy accreditation. So what I recommend is if you go into a water store, firstly, I don't understand why people just don't filter at home.
Right.
Because then you don't have this issue.
Yes.
But from a cost perspective, I do understand.
Mm-hmm.
So people will go in and buy water. Ask for their testing results. Because they are required to test. There must be a standard. Their water must still meet the drinking water standards. Ask for those testing results if you're buying on the regular. And if you're not sure, then don't go to them.
Mm.
Go to a shop that you actually trust, where they can prove to you that their technology is good and the water is great.
What a fascinating conversation. Carol's asking about the pH. Carol, we have discussed that. And Jenny's saying if you have reflux, actually, it is better. It is better to have a higher pH because that obviously...
A lot of people will say that,
right.
But that from a that it becomes a medical issue, right?
Yes.
We're not medical doctors. So if your doctor has recommended, and some people who do have reflux or indigestion, and they find that certain waters are better for them, 100%. But that's a medical issue.
Every time I think I'm letting you go, I'm not, because I'm just getting so many questions. What is it? Somebody asking what happens if you boil your water?
So I love this because boiling water does not remove anything in the water. So if there are medicines in the water, boiling it doesn't make them disappear into thin air.
Hmm.
Right? So we're boiling the water for safety. We're killing any living organisms that would multiply in DNA and make you sick.
Right.
But we're not taking anything out. So you still have the medicines present or pharmaceuticals. You still have the lead. You still have the potential nitrates if there were nitrates in that water. Anything that was there to begin with is still there. It's just the living part of it is no longer living, but you still consume it.
That is very interesting. Wow. I have learned so much from this interview. Thank you for that. I do need to let you go. But that was Candice Barry. She's a chief strategist and water sommelier. So interesting. Keep your questions coming. Keep your comments coming. And we'll see if we can't get Candice back another time to continue this conversation.